This is the Schnitt Show.
Now, if you were listening to the program yesterday, specifically in hour number two, close to the beginning of hour number two, I spoke of this humongous 60 Minutes Governor Ron DeSantis dust-up over improper representation and journalistic ethics, and a story just completely bent the way 60 Minutes intended to display the story. Meaning, you know, if you're a journalist, you need to go where the facts take you. You report a story based on the facts, and wherever the story takes you when you have the facts, that's what you report. Instead, it highly and unreasonably and unprofessionally appears that 60 Minutes had an idea on where they wanted the story to go, so that's the way they bent the story. And that included deceit by omission, omitting key portions of what DeSantis said. And folks, this was a 60 Minutes piece on Sunday night, and I spent almost an entire segment going over these details on yesterday's show. And if you missed it, you can go back and check out the podcast. You know, every single show, hour one, hour two, hour three, we put it all together, meaning we take out the commercials and all the breaks and everything, and we give you hours one, two, and three later at night, typically by 8 o'clock or so Eastern time. So if you didn't hear what I did yesterday, you probably should go back. Now, we're going to open the show today with a little bit of a recap, but then this absolutely preposterous, ridiculous posturing from 60 Minutes where they are standing by their story. And when you take an A-B comparison of what 60 Minutes presented on Sunday night, this, by the way, this was the lead story. This was the top story. And 60 Minutes, they always come out strong with a top story because they want to carry you through. And then, you know, sometimes they'll have their end story will be an interesting story. You know, typically I find that the middle story is the weakest. So they capture you with the story that's first, and typically there are three stories. Sometimes there are stories that take up two segments, but typically the formula for 60 Minutes is three individual stories per episode. So they open up with a grabber, and then they try to have a story at the end just to keep you watching through the entire hour. Now, on yesterday's program, this is amazing. On yesterday's program, I went through what 60 Minutes omitted. I also gave you quotes from several liberals in Florida coming to the defense of DeSantis. Democrats in Florida saying, oh my God, what the hell did 60 Minutes do? They completely bungled the story, meaning they put DeSantis, the governor of Florida, in a bad light. And listen, I've got no horse in this game. Listen, I am a registered Republican in the state of Florida. I do not know Ron DeSantis. I have never met Ron DeSantis. I have not donated any money to Ron DeSantis' campaign. I've been pretty clear. I do not make donations to campaigns. We had a close friend that was running for office, and I made an exception. I'll even disclose it. I don't think it's a problem for me to disclose it. Pam Bondi, running when she did for the Attorney General in the state of Florida. I am personal friends. Michelle and I, personal friends with Pam Bondi. You know, my wife was a brand new Hillsborough County Assistant State Attorney Cub right out of law school when she was hired, and Pam Bondi was fairly high in the office. And then through personal relationships and, just friends and situations of proximity, we became good friends, you know, not to mention that, you know, she knew that Michelle was my wife, and I had a couple of high-profile radio shows in the Tampa Bay market, and we became friends. That's, I believe, the only political donation that I've ever made is to Pam Bondi as Attorney General in the state of Florida. That's it. So I don't have any dog in the race here. I'm not, you know me, I call balls and strikes on this program. And when I saw the details on what 60 Minutes did to DeSantis, I'm like, whoa. And then you have backup. The artillery is now Democrats that are saying, yeah, 60 Minutes really F this thing up. And now we've got 60 Minutes, CBS News. They're standing by the report. Just a quick little recap here. And what we have is misreporting. We have reporting on 60 Minutes that appears to be intentionally false and skewed, because instead of investigating the story and deciding, well, we're going to let this story take us where the facts go, which would be the right thing to do, 60 Minutes decided that they had an end game, so they had to change the GPS of the story and take it in a different direction. How do you do that? Well, in this case, they left out important, pertinent facts and things that DeSantis had said, and that's how they did it. It's a very simple story. The story is 60 Minutes alleged that there was a pay-to-play scheme for public supermarkets to administer the vaccine in the state of Florida. And that's just not true. 60 Minutes flat out accused the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, behind Trump, came in like number two in that straw poll at CPAC, which I don't put a, you know, ton of, I'm not a huge fan of certain aspects of CPAC. CPAC this year was kind of a, well, it was like a half loony show with conspiracy junk. And, you know, some of the sessions there were like, what the hell is going on? My God, this can't be the future of the Republican Party. You know, there were things that leaned toward that nut crank, that whack couch out of Northwest Georgia, that Marjorie Taylor Greene. But 60 Minutes accused DeSantis of pay for play. That Publix and Publix officials made donations to DeSantis' campaign, so they were rewarded with getting this lucrative deal through the state of Florida. That's what 60 Minutes went in wanting to show in their segment. So they made sure that they were able to get there through a deceptive presentation and deceptive editing practices and classic deceit by omission. And now the changeup here is that we have Democrats that are coming to DeSantis' defense. The story, and I got to do a little bit of a recap here, then we'll get into what 60 Minutes is saying. Now, we're standing by our reporting. How the hell do you, when you compare, and I was alluding to this a few minutes ago, you can compare the footage side by side. I've got it. It would take about 3 minutes. I could jump around, but I have the comparison footage of what 60 Minutes actually ran, the audio that was captured with their video from their cameras on CBS, and they had their footage, and they could edit the way they wanted to. And then we have video and audio of a different media camera, which was a head-on camera, which captures the whole exchange unedited. And then you see exactly what 60 Minutes actually did, which is unfair. The reporter for the CBS 60 Minutes story was Sharon Alfonsi. And she wanted to do a story, obviously, or the producers wanted to do a story, whatever, a hit job on Governor DeSantis in Florida. That Publix got preferential treatment, they got exclusive rights to distribute the vaccines, and it was clearly a pay for play. That's the accusation. But what 60 Minutes did not run, they kept harping on, oh, in Belgrade, Florida, and you know, that the closest Publix, or the, what was the area? I'm trying to, was it Belgrade? That they kept pushing that the closest Publix location to one area was like 25 or 30 miles away. But what they didn't say was that 90% of Florida senior citizens are within a mile and a half of a Publix supermarket. The bulk, 90% of the seniors. Remember, this launched first as let's get seniors vaccinated. 90% of senior citizens in the Sunshine State of Florida are within a mile and a half of a Publix supermarket. Well, I think the numbers are kind of on DeSantis's and Publix's side here. Yeah, what do you think? And then also what was left out is that when this concept was floated for mass distribution of the vaccine for senior citizens with an infrastructure, you want to talk about an infrastructure plan? They had the infrastructure. And of course, CVS, Walgreens, they also have infrastructure. But guess what? Publix raised their hand first to participate. And the reason why they did is because Walgreens and CVS, they have their attention focused on long-term care facilities and nursing homes. That's where CVS and Walgreens were jumping in. They had their hands tied. They had their work cut out for them. Whereas Publix, the locations, the supermarkets, and pharmacies in most of the supermarkets, it just made sense. And then, of course, you have Democrats coming to the defense of DeSantis because 60 Minutes, they botched the presentation. And I don't know how you can't claim that this was intentional. What other excuse is there? Well, I'll tell you, because 60 Minutes has an excuse, and it is ludicrous. It is ridiculous. Yesterday, when I did the story first on the program, I mentioned the Florida Division of Emergency Management Director. His name is Jared Moskowitz. Previously, 3 terms in the Florida House elected as a Democrat. And he said the 60 Minutes report was, quote, absolute malarkey. He put that in a tweet on his Twitter feed. And he said, again, that Publix was chosen, Publix was recommended because the other pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, they were not ready to start. And then what is very dramatic here is you have the mayor of Palm Beach County, the county mayor, guy's name is Dave Kerner, and he wrote a statement, very defensive. This is a Democrat in Palm Beach County, blue county, liberal county, Palm Beach County. You know, Palm Beach Island, where they hate Trump in Palm Beach County. And this Democrat, the county mayor, he wrote a statement. They put it on the county website, and this was just brutal. And he said that 60 Minutes reporting, quote, was not just based on bad information, it was intentionally false. That this was intentional deception by 60 Minutes and CBS News. And then he even said in his piece that he offered to speak to 60 Minutes. He offered to go on camera with 60 Minutes, and 60 Minutes wanted no part of him. Why? Because he would have told a story that would have been different from the narrative that was the actual truth. This is unflippin' believable. They left it out because it kneecaps their narrative. That's what he said. Kerner, Democrat, Palm Beach County, mayor. They left out the information that put DeSantis in a good light because, quote, it kneecaps their narrative. They know that the governor came to Palm Beach County and met with me and the county administrator, and we asked to expand the state's partnership with Publix to Palm Beach County. We also discussed our own local plans to expand mass vaccination centers throughout the county, which the governor has been incredibly supportive. He said that 60 Minutes should be ashamed for being part of this media climate that was making the pandemic worse by being hell-bent on, quote, dividing us for cheap views and clicks. My God, Democrats racing to Ron DeSantis' aid here. The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And 60 Minutes, yeah, my dogs are even pissed off about this. Yeah, hey, Michelle. Michelle sitting here with the dogs on the couch in the home studio office. 60 Minutes is standing by their reporting. Yeah, 60 Minutes says that DeSantis' comments were cut for clarity. No, your edits were deceptive, and it botched the clarity. It skewed the clarity. It told a different story. Clarity is when you have the facts that are correct and the story is presented properly. The editing, it derailed the clarity. And even worse, deceptively screwed with the clarity of the story. This makes no sense. As we always do for clarity, 60 Minutes used the portion of the governor's over 2-minute response that directly addressed the question from the correspondent. No. You left important facts out. Hang on, we'll continue next.
Schnitt Show.
A little more on CBS's excuse, and then we shall move on when we get back in minutes after the half-hour break. Folks, CBS does not have an excuse for what they did to the Florida governor. They had an agenda. That's what they have.
Back in a minute. Show.
Now you can listen to
Schnitt.
All right, just wrapping up with the 60 Minutes debacle, and I'm sure that this is not the end of it. But the lame excuse from CBS News and 60 Minutes. Now, by the way, when I did my show from the New York studio, when I was in New York, the studio that I was in, the radio studio, was literally 15 feet from the 60 Minutes green screen room. Actually, it's a blue screen room. You walk out my studio door, you walk through a little doorway, you jog quickly to the left, 15 feet from my studio door in New York, the room where they sit down, where the correspondents sit down on the stool to record their intros. I would see the whole plethora of 60 Minutes correspondents, you know, during the course of months, you know, walk in the hall. I'd see Anderson Cooper. I'd see, you name it. Leslie Stahl I saw a couple of times. I saw virtually all of them, you know, plus the guest correspondents, you know, on assignments for 60 Minutes. So just kind of a little sidebar, a little irony here that I was in Studio 12. The Westwood One Studios in New York, and it was the last studio before you got over to the 60 Minutes green screen room, blue screen actually. That was to the left, and if you went to the right, that was the 60 Minutes control room, and I think they did a lot of editing in there. And that was a pass card secure door and everything. So I was right next to 60 Minutes. I'm just telling you right now that this clearly was a hit piece and they had an agenda. They knew the way they wanted this story to be presented. And I'm going to go a little deeper here. You know me, I don't pull punches. I didn't agree with everything Trump did. I was as critical of Trump as I was complimentary. if you put things on a scale over Trump's 4 years, I would guess I was probably close to 50-50. You know, 50% supporting things he did and 50% against. And a lot of what I was against was I'm sorry to say this, but his douchebagginess and his bad behavior. And things that just didn't help the cause or unify. Now, listen, I'm not going to relitigate all that. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know where I stand. I was about 50-50 on Trump. I loved tons of the policies. I just didn't like his behavior on many fronts. What I'm bringing up this for, the reason is because I truly believe that 60 Minutes wanted to go after DeSantis as sort of an extension on Trump. Trump being in Florida now, DeSantis being accused by many of being too palsy-walsy or trying to suck up to Trump. Yeah, I truly believe part of the 60 Minutes agenda was to go after DeSantis with still like a vendetta against Trump. To try to present Florida also as the Wild West and, you know, dumb Florida. And, you know, they're not following all of the mandates, all of the CDC recommendations, etc. I think that was all part of the agenda to go after Governor DeSantis. And clearly this was wrong. They caught wind that Publix made some donations to the DeSantis gubernatorial campaign. They caught wind that some Publix executives and one of the Jenkins family heirs donated money. Big flippin' whoop. It is crystal clear that Publix had the infrastructure with all these supermarkets all over the state, all of these supermarkets with pharmacies and licensed pharmacists and those qualified to give the injections. And 90% of the senior citizens in the state of Florida living within a mile and a half of a Publix location. And the fact that Walgreens and CVS, that they were already tied up doing the nursing home and the long-term care facility injections. And that Publix was first to raise their hand. I mean, all these facts were left out. And then 60 Minutes has the nerve, as this firestorm is bearing down on CBS News in 60 Minutes, they have the gall, the balls to say, as we always do for clarity, 60 Minutes used the portion of the governor's over 2-minute response that directly addressed the questions from the correspondent. Yeah. That's a statement delivered to the Mediaite website earlier today. No, it's crystal clear that they had an agenda. They wanted to paint DeSantis in Florida in a certain light. They were hell-bent on, oh, my God, we have a, we got a smoking gun here, folks. Oh, yeah, pay to play. Yeah, you know, they made donations to DeSantis, and then suddenly they're in the vaccine game. That they went into that with, they went into the bit, they went into the piece, they went into the story with, that must be what occurred here. But the facts show otherwise. And then you have these Democrats that are coming to DeSantis' defense that also prove that it was the otherwise. Really just lousy, cut for clarity. No, clarity would have been if you left other portions of his response in that would have explained why Publix got the deal. I owe nothing to DeSantis. I don't know him. I've never donated to him. <sighs> 60 Minutes had the exchange between the network correspondent, Sharon Alfonsi, who did the story. And that's where she accused DeSantis of making the call after Publix contributed $100,000 to the campaign. The program showed DeSantis calling the claim a fake narrative, but they left out, and this is where deceit by omission comes in, they left out the meat of the response, where DeSantis said, hey, Publix was the first company to volunteer. And as I mentioned, the Democrats that came forward, that it was a bad report, bad information. But then that Democrat, the Palm Beach County Mayor, Dave Kerner, he said it was intentionally false. Here you have a Democrat saying, oh, this was deliberate. Yeah, this was journalistic malpractice, essentially, here, folks. They did this on purpose. And then he said, I know this because I offered to provide my insight into the Palm Beach County's vaccination efforts, and 60 Minutes declined. They know that the governor came to Palm Beach County and met with me and the county administrator, and we asked to expand the state's partnership with Publix to Palm Beach County. We also discussed our own local plans to expand mass vaccination centers throughout the county, which the governor has been incredibly supportive. Two Democrats came to the defense of Ron DeSantis. And then, you know, I have the audio here, and it's 3.5 minutes long. I'm not going to play it, but we will put it up on the Schnitt list so you can see a comparison of what 60 Minutes aired versus another camera from a different outlet that taped the whole session in this aircraft hangar. I'll play a little bit here. This is 60 Minutes. Listen.
We wanted to ask Governor DeSantis about the deal, but he declined our request for an interview. We caught up with him south of Orlando.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in
Palm
Beach.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor. I met with the administrator. I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites. We can give more to hospitals. We can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
But Melissa McKinley, the county commissioner in the Glades, told us the governor never met with her about the Publix deal.
Well, again, you seek out the folks that give you the bad tilt that you want on your story, and then you ignore volunteers like the Palm Beach County mayor, a Democrat, that is going to say, no, that's not the way it went down. That is journalistically criminal. Remember, that portion we just heard, those are the 60 Minutes cameras and their audio. And once they get that source material back to the edit suite in New York on West 57th, they can do whatever the hell they want with it. But what you also have is you have other media there. And other media, they ran their own cameras. And there we have access to some of the unedited footage. And that's where the story takes a turn. That's where things get different. And that's where 60 Minutes has been caught red-handed, skewing the real story here. Skewing the truth. Yeah, I can fast forward in a little bit here, and I'll give you an example.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Yes, sir.
That's actually a fact.
All right, now here's the other audio. This is another camera.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong. That's a fake narrative. So first of all, when we did the first pharmacies that had it were CVS and Walgreens, and they had a long-term care mission. So they were going to the long-term care facilities. They got vaccine in the middle of December. They started going to the long-term care facilities the third week of December to do LTCs. So that was their mission. That was very important, and we trusted them to do that. As we got into January, we wanted to expand the distribution points. So yes, you had the counties, you had some drive-through sites, you had hospitals that were doing a lot, but we wanted to get it into communities more. So we reached out to other retail pharmacies, Publix, Walmart. Obviously, CVS and Walgreens had to finish that mission. And we said, we're gonna use you as soon as you're done with that. For the Publix, they were the first one to raise their hand, say they were ready to go.
All right, now, listen, this is the other audio. This is a whole different camera. This is audio and video from the Florida Channel, unedited. And you get the real story here. That's just an example. And you could hear Sharon Alfonso, you could hear the little voice in the background, because she was off to the side. Of course, she was mic'd up for their cameras. Yeah, really just terrible, despicable, and 60 Minutes owes the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, a major, major apology. 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. 800, and we'll put the whole exchange. If you want to see, the actual whole comparison is 3.5 minutes long. And we'll get the entire comparison up on our website. We'll get it on today's Schnitt list at schnittshow.com. That's schnittshow.com. 800-801-8999 if you want to weigh in before I move on. 800-801-8999. Yeah, let's do it. Let's speak with Arlene. Arlene is in Florida, in Punta Gorda. Arlene, welcome to Schnitt. You're on.
Yes, I think you have it wrong for the reason they did the deceptive hit piece. I think a lot of people have been talking about Ron DeSantis as a possible candidate for the presidency in 2024.
And I think I got it wrong. Hold on a second. Arlene, last segment, I mentioned that he came in, I mentioned that he came in number two at CPAC in the polling. And I know I mentioned this weeks ago when it happened that DeSantis was number two behind Trump in the CPAC polling. That occurred.
Okay, I may not have heard it because I'm not always listening.
No problem.
I think that's the real reason.
Oh, I think that there are multiple reasons here. As I said, I think that they were looking at going after DeSantis in a sort of a channeling sense to get at Trump, and then also an attack on Florida, and the fact that DeSantis did not shut down the state. That there was some defiance toward the CDC.
You know, and all the other states, I'm in real estate, and man, they're coming down from Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan and saying, we got to get out of here. And they're looking for houses down here, so.
Well, they want to get out of these, you know, these high-tax states. Look what's going on in, New Jersey and New Yorkers that are fleeing.
Oh, and New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, they want to get the heck out of Dodge. Yep.
They do, yep. Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, no, thank you for calling, and I do appreciate it. I'm pretty sure I mentioned in the last segment about CPAC and DeSantis was number two in the polling, behind Trump. Listen, Arlene is not wrong. I'll add that to the list as well, if I didn't make it clear. But all of it, what I laid out on why I think 60 Minutes did the hit piece, I think it's all valid. All right, 800-801-8999, the nationwide number here on Schnitt. We have found out that the Capitol Police officer that was struck by the vehicle of that Louis Farrakhan Nation of Islam fanatic that mowed into the cops and, of course, killed another Capitol Police officer. We have now learned something that will occur to honor him, and rightfully so. And we'll get to that next on Schnitt. Stand by, folks.
The Schnitt Show. Schnitt Show.
We'll get to the latest on the Capitol police officer who was murdered by the maniac in the car, but I've just come across new audio, this just out. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida held a little bit of a presser a short time ago in Panama City. And here is audio of Governor DeSantis addressing the 60 Minutes controversy. Listen, this is fresh.
They cut out everything that showed that their narrative was a piece of horse manure. And it shows you how dishonest. These are smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media. They are a disaster in what they're doing. They knew what they were doing was a lie. I knew what they were doing was a lie. Everybody here knows what they were doing is a lie. They know that we know they're lying, and yet they continue to lie. And they lied and they lied and they lied. We offered them the information, and they declined to interview the key people because they didn't want to let go of the narrative. Well, guess what? There's going to be consequences for that. I know corporate media thinks that they can just run over people. You ain't running over this governor. I'm punching back, and I'm going to continue to do it. Until these smear merchants are held accountable. The fact of the matter is, Florida has vaccinated 3.5 million senior citizens. We were the first state in the country to put seniors first. The results of our efforts are that seniors are much less likely to be hospitalized for COVID than they were 6 months ago. So our efforts have worked, and particularly in Palm Beach County, we've done over 275,000 seniors just in that one county. That's 75% of all the seniors there. It's been
so. There's DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a short time ago at a press event in Panama City, Florida. He says they're not done with 60 Minutes. Let's see what he has in store. And listen, he just affirmed everything that I said. They had an agenda and a narrative. Back in a minute.
The Shit Show.